In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, the Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Paul Chavez. Repose the soul of Paul Chavez, brother who just passed away last week. This morning, I had the great grace of spending time with the Carmelites in Santa Fe. Really amazing religious sisters. Continue to pray for them. They're petitioning to Rome for the grace to be able to continue on as they're going, even though they're a little bit shy on numbers, shy where they should be with a little bit more, but they're growing in some beautiful ways. Continue to pray for them that the Carmel, which God planted in our diocese so long ago, there in Santa Fe, may continue to flourish and continue to offer those prayers for us that we need so much from the defense of all the powers of the evil one, which so are evident within our own diocese, not merely within the whole of the nation and world. Here we see something within the gospel that maybe we don't always notice about our Lord. He's not nice. Our Lord isn't a nice guy. He's not a guy who goes around and just always says sweet things to people and is totally weak, and when somebody attacks him in some sort of way, he just sort of moves out of the way. What do we see here in the gospel? Is that our Lord takes it to his enemies. He knows what they're about. He knows exactly what's going on in their lives, what's going on in their hearts, and he calls them out, not just to their faces, but in the presence of all. Everybody knows what's going on, but especially those who are particularly going against him. What does he do? He's daring them to do something. Did you see those words there? He says, look, you do all these nice things for all those who were persecuted and killed by your fathers. And you said, well, if we were there, we would have recognized that they were a prophet in our time. But he says, now that you are willing to admit that your fathers killed the prophets, go ahead and measure out what it is that was filled up on your behalf. Meaning, he's saying, take me out. You know you want to. Do it. What he's putting before them is the reality of their situation. Hopefully, what the Lord is trying to do, he's not just trying to rile them up, not just trying to get them to go and take him out. He's trying to shake them, in a sense. To shake them and say, do you see what's going on? Do you see what you're doing? Do you see how history is repeating itself? And I'm the fulfillment of what's going on. So if you want to do it, go in knowing what it is that you're doing. Realize where you're going. Now, we don't know from the scripture passage what actually is going on here, whether some of them said, whoa, I'm in the wrong place right here. I better step back. I want to believe that some of them did. But some of the others were probably made more bold in doing what it is that they were, because now they've been challenged. What's the movement for us? Sometimes within our lives, if we allow ourselves to be beaten up, to be pushed around, That can be something that is a good and holy thing, to allow ourselves just to endure, to endure, to endure. But at a certain point, when inspired at the right time, to stand up for ourselves and say, hey, look, this is where you're going. If you're going to go there, go there. But if not, maybe you should step back. That's what our Lord was coming after here. We don't just have to roll over and let people assault us day and night, day and night, day and night without end. But actually, we should be with the ones who are encouraging us, or ones who are attacking us rather, we should let them know what it is that they're doing and thereby be willing to endure even further, but maybe waking them up to what they're doing can help them to step back and change their lives. Now, we don't have it again in the scriptures saying that somebody did step back, but I gotta believe that when the Word incarnate, he who is God who can see hearts, isn't just trying to provoke somebody to knock him down in this way, but rather trying to provoke souls to see the depths of sin and the history of everything that's gone on before and have the opportunity to say, whoa, whoa, I need to change because I don't want to be lumped in with those who murdered the prophets. I don't want to be caught off guard like my forefathers were because they couldn't see what was really going on. If that's going on with any of us right now, certainly it will go on with all of us in the future if we actually do what's right. Let's pray now during this Mass for the grace of true prudence to know which moments that we need to step back and take and endure, but which moments it is that we need to speak up, to put those who are attacking us in their proper context and see whether it is that by reminding them of where they're going, maybe we can get some of them to not share in the sin, even if the persecution becomes stronger as a result of it afterwards. In doing so, we follow in the footsteps of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.